land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show, third and final hour on this Tuesday, October 3rd, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, I have a spreadsheet of the people's names, email addresses, and phone numbers who have registered for the boot camp this Saturday. It's in Elk Rapids at the AMVETS Post. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Lunch is included. A workbook is included that you get to take with you. $25 for the first adult. Your spouse is $5 extra. And students are free. You need to register for and come to this Constitution boot camp. Folks, I had a complete 14th Amendment argument laid out that I think the judge, honestly, would have had to sit there and listen to me and go, you know what? He's got a point. We have created classes of people in this state by laws passed in Lansing that have created separate classes of people where we are no longer equally protected under our laws. Save lives. That was the intent of the universal helmet law we had in this state since 1969 to 2012. And it was repealed by Republicans mostly, some Democrats too. I got to look up the vote. I didn't study that. But it was bipartisan, I'm sure. Because increased tourism. They wanted motorcycle clubs to come to Michigan and to experience this absolutely gorgeous state that we live in. Northern Michigan, the UP, are you kidding me? The Tunnel of Trees, M119, going up to Cross Village. Legs in, are you kidding me? You absolutely got to do it. It's gorgeous. It's coming. I am going to be riding my motorcycle with Vicky on the back this fall here when the colors get even more intense. And we are going to ride M119 up to Legs. And we are going to have a meal there. I love that ride. It is absolutely pure Michigan. It is the best experience on a motorcycle you can ever experience in your life. Tequamanon Fall, Picture Rocks. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. They want motorcycle clubs to come here, so they repealed the law. But the CDC says helmets save lives and saves brain injuries, and they did it anyway. So a motorcyclist with the proper insurance endorsements like I have, I can ride my bike without a motorcycle helmet. But at the same time, children on school buses and four-wheelers have to wear a seatbelt or you get a Absolutely 0 points, sir. Doesn't cost you anything on your insurance. It's only $100. Just pay it. Sorry. I'm being treated differently than a motorcyclist or a kid on a school bus. That's a violation of the 14th Amendment. No state shall pass or enforce any laws that takes away your life, liberty, and property. My life, my time to go to court, and my property, my money to pay the fine. I'm sorry, but when you are violating my constitutional rights over a different class of people who can ride motorcycles without helmets and get no tickets, we're going to court. I had the law. I had questions for the officer. I had the Constitution. I had everything ready to go. Hours of my life spent preparing for court, and I didn't get my day in court. I'm ticked. We got text messages coming in. We'll get to all those, but I want to help you too with your computer and your cell phones. We're going to talk about it with Jonathan Deek, the computer geek. We'll be right back.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third hour, second segment today on this Tuesday, moving him over from Monday. Jonathan Deek, the computer geek, as soon as we unmute his microphone, we'll bring him into the show. There he is. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hey, good morning, Randy.
Hey, wanted to talk to you about your VPN service and also the service you provide in repairing people's computers remotely. And this is something that is very interesting to me as I'm using your VPN service now on my laptop, the one I do the show with, the one I use every night to do my banking online. I'm doing everything through a foreign country now because of you. It's helping out. But what I'm experiencing is some of the local websites and banking that I do and different things. Even the most interesting one was Bally Sports. I was wanting to watch the Tigers on my laptop when I was downstate at Brian's house last week. I was doing the show from his house and late at night, and you know, he had gone to bed, and I wanted to watch the Tigers game, and I tried to log in, but it said that I wasn't in an acceptable location and that they would not allow me to access my Bally Sports account. Explain why I had to turn the VPN off to be seen in Clinton Town, or excuse me, Harrison Township, Macomb County, versus a foreign country. Why was that an issue on my Bally Sports subscription?
Sure. What that has to do with is what they call GeoIP restricting. And so certain websites and content is only licensed for a specific geographic area. And so that content was only licensed for the United States, or maybe even only Michigan. And so in order for you to be able to view that content, you had to show that you were coming from an IP address within the continental United States.
You got to be kidding me. So by having your VPN on, and I think I chose Bonus Aries. I forget what server I chose. Yeah, I move them around all over the world now because of you. It was seeing me in Bonus Aires and therefore said, he's not in Michigan. He's not outside the Detroit area because it was a home game. So he wouldn't let me see it because I was in the foreign country. This was because of your VPN service?
Yes, because the IP address was coming out of another nation. You know, it was locking it down. And maybe the NFL or whoever it is has licensing with those other nations with specific channels to rebroadcast it, and they want to make that money off of the commercials for the rebroadcasting rights, so you're not allowed to access it, you know.
Unbelievable. You never told me that when we signed up for the service, and it was like, but I knew there was something, because as soon as I turned your VPN off and it found me in Harrison Township, Michigan, I was able to watch the game, and I'm like, ding, 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 I got to ask Jonathan about this on the radio.
Sure, it actually works the other way, too. If you want to watch specific programming from, like, the British Broadcasting Corporation, they only broadcast to people there in the UK and stuff. And if you flip on the VPN, then all of a sudden they think you're in the UK.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, it was very interesting, and I've had to do it on my cell phone is too. When I've done my banking remotely on my phone, checking our accounts and transferring money and depositing checks and things like that, both Huntington Bank and PNC Bank and other banks, credit unions, while the VPN turned on, will not allow my password to be used. And so I switched off your VPN and did it again, and it went through no problem. So the same thing applies there as well.
Absolutely, sure. Your banks look at what your IP address patterns and habits have been and where you generally log in from. And if you're logging in from another nation all of a sudden, it's going to raise all kinds of red flags, thinking that somebody hacked you and that they're wanting to deplete your funds.
Ah! So when I was in Mexico, I had my cell phone in Mexico. When I was trying to do it, they thought a drug cartel guy was trying to drain our bank account.
Yeah, maybe they were holding you for ransom and they were trying to take all your money to let you go or something.
This is amazing, absolutely amazing. And this is a service, folks, that Jonathan provides to our listeners at a discount. You pay for the year, you get a little discount. Veterans, military folks get a discount. Jonathan, this service is very affordable. You had explained it before, but I want to go over the pricing again. What is it that you normally charge, and what do you charge our listeners if they use the promo code TruckerRandy on your website, or they call you and talk to you and mention the show?
Sure. The standard price is $10 per device per month. And if the callers use the code TruckerRandy, or they call me and let me know that they spoke with you, or that they heard it on this show, that then they get a 50% discount. So they're getting it for only $5 a month.
$5 a month times 12 months, $60 a year. If they pay you for the entire year up front, how much is it?
Oh, it's only going to be $50 if they want to pay up front, because I save a significant amount in processing fees that way.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, folks, you get $70 off. Mention the show and prepay for the year. We put two laptops and two cell phones and paid them $200. And I got to tell you, man, it is amazing how well it works. It's just, it's amazing, absolutely amazing. And the other thing that you've done for us for years, and we've known each other, I forget how many years now, but you have been available to log into our computers. One time you did it like 5 minutes before my show started. I could not get my laptop to work to be able to dial into the studio to do the show. And I reached out to you in a panic. And you're like, no problem, calm down. You logged into the computer. There was an issue. You fixed it. Like, it was like 2 minutes, and I was back up and running. I'm like, thank you, man, so much. Talk to you later. It was great. But this is even for computers that people have at home, whether it's laptops or tablets or even desktop computing. They can't even get online. And explain that process. What would happen? People then, of course, they couldn't go online. They couldn't go to your website. So they would call you because they've learned your phone number. Tell people what happens when they call you and what you do to help them even get their computer back to the point where you can look at it remotely online.
Oh, absolutely. I know how frustrating it can be when your computer can't get online. And so sometimes when you can't get online, your computer's on the internet, but you have other problems like malware affecting your internet access. Well, Microsoft has some built-in browsers that you can almost backdoor in with, where I can tell you how to access them. You'll be able to put in some codes for me, and I'll be able to remote into your computer. Also, I can walk you through the process of checking out your network equipment from your modem to your router to your wireless access points, making sure everything's in line so that I can remote in and be able to access your computer.
And see, this is so second nature to him. And see how quickly he explains that? And it's like, what did he just say? It's like, okay, I get it, Jonathan, but the process is because they're calling you on their phone. And you're saying, okay, you've got a computer there. Does it turn on? Is that the first question you ask?
Well, the first thing I ask them is, what do they see on their screen? I ask them to look in the bottom right corner of their screen next to the clock and tell me if they see like a little baseball diamond or a little computer icon. And if they do, I need to know if it has a red X on it or an exclamation point or if it looks normal.
Got it. Now, this is because the computer's on and they, like you say, the little toolbar thingy is down there on the very bottom next to the clock. So you can actually have them hover over those icons and describe to you what they're seeing.
Exactly, yeah. By telling me the type of icon it is, it gives me a good idea with what's going on. And if their computer screen isn't on at all, and then generally it's a laptop, and then we have to do something, maybe pull out the battery, reboot it, see about getting it back online. It's just each problem, really, I have to take on a case-by-case basis because there's a million different things that could be wrong with it, you know, and I've just had
now, I had that happen to one of our laptops, and you said, okay, shut it down, turn it off. I did, and you said, okay, now listen to me. You said this to me. You go, listen to me. I want you to turn the computer button back on, the power button, but when you're doing it, I want you to keep tapping F10 or some alternate key thing. Keep tapping it quickly while the thing comes back on. What were you doing in that process?
Sure, that would have been the F8 button back in the day, and that was to get into your boot options. And your boot options allow you to boot up into a special boot mode called safe mode with networking, where it turns off just about everything on the computer except for what's required to run, which generally is a great way to get into a computer when you have malware.
So then you're bypassing, like, basically the operating system from opening?
Well, basically everything except for the bare bones of the operating system. So if you have malware installed in your browser or in another third-party application that's gumming up the works, when you boot in with safe mode with networking, it keeps those things from running, allowing me to remote in, do scans, and target the problem and remove it.
And remove the problem. Got it, got it, got it. Well, you've been doing this for years. And like you said, you know, your background, you've been a little computer geek ever since you were 7 years old. And what'd you say, you wrote your first program when you were 9?
I was 10, yes. 10, actually, when I wrote my first computer program.
When you wrote it?
Yes.
10 years old, you know what I was doing? I was cutting the grass, and I was playing baseball, and I was putting Willie Horton's rookie card on my bicycle with Mom's clothespin, so when my spokes went around, it would make a clicking noise, and I destroyed a baseball card that was worth probably $20,000, and chewing the gum that came with it. And you're writing programs for computers when you're 10 years old.
Yeah, I was writing computers, and I was also actually pushing a lawnmower and cutting people's grass that was a little too tall.
Right, making some money that way as well. Well, listen, folks, I want you to reach out to Jonathan. First of all, the website is legendarysystems.net. That's the website for him. And there's services, products listed there, and then they can actually put it in their cart and then use the promo code TruckerRandy for the discount. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, if for some reason their computer's down and they can't get online, they can't go to the website legendarysystems.net, then what I want them to do is write this phone number down, folks. Put it in your phone. Text it to your wife. Text it to yourself. Pull over the car right now. Turn the engine off. Pull the key out of the ignition and write this number down. 231-818-8349. Again, 231-818-8349. Store it in your phone. Text me GEEK, G-E-E-K, and I will text you back that number. It will be a clickable, dialable link. You can then store it in your phone. Call him and talk to him about remote repairs on your computer. Different pricing, Jonathan, based on each individual's needs. Is this a residential computer? Is it a laptop? Is it a tablet? Is it a desktop? Is it a small business? You're operating from your home. You work from home. You've got pricing for every different class of people out there.
Yeah, I generally base the pricing either by the hour if it's an extensive issue or by the fix for a break fix issue.
Okay, and if people want to go into a monthly maintenance program where they have you as their computer geek at will, whenever they need you, you also provide a monthly service as well.
I do, anywhere from $50 to $300 depending on the package you get. At $50, you just get some remote support as needed. And if you want to pay $300, you get all the licensing your computer needs for business and unlimited on-site and remote support.
Okay, so different pricing based on needs, what they want. But basically, $50 a month, that also gets them some software and some program license programming in that computer package as well.
At $50 a month, they just get the antivirus package.
And what is that antivirus package?
Yeah, the antivirus would be the Super Shield antivirus from PC-Matic. And that's one of the best antivirus programs I've ever seen, which is a complete zero-trust program where we don't let anything run on your computer until we say it's good or we specifically allow it.
Got it. And also the ability to text you or call you and say, hey, I need you to take over my computer and fix it. It's not working right. It's not printing. It's not something's not happening. That's all included in that monthly service.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, folks. Well, listen, I greatly appreciate you being a sponsor. I appreciate our friendship over the years. He has taken care of the radio station's computers that we use every single day. And again, write down this phone number or text me GEEK, and I'll send you Jonathan Deek's number, 231-818-8349. I got Tim Tarjeff also going to be getting a hold of you regarding a website through WordPress. He wants to talk to you about that as well.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, brother. Thanks a lot, man. Stay safe out there. We'll talk to you soon.
I shall. Have a great day.
Bottom of the hour news break. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.